1-800-848-3349. Your privacy is our priority.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into this Thursday, July 11th, 2024, debate day here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm Trucker Randy, part of Your Defending Fathers Like You Are. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Well, tonight is the night. The radio station is hosting their first biennial candidate debate. All the candidates, all the elected officials have been invited by email, text messaging. They will be making the decisions where they're going to be tonight. We're going to be at the Ellison Place. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Meet and greet. Talk to the candidates ahead of time. 5 o'clock, the panelists made up of Dare Rendon, the chairwoman for the Michigan 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, many county chairs, private citizens will be the panelists asking their questions. My role at this event will be moderator as the host for the radio station and timekeeper. The panelists on a Sunday night conference call in discussing questions and what they plan to ask at this particular debate without any specifics voted unanimously that if any candidate or elected official doesn't show up, that I will be sitting in the chair answering the questions to the best of my ability. Based on my knowledge of their voting records, bills that they have sponsored or haven't sponsored, their campaign finance reports, as well as the information I have regarding their residency. I don't want to do it. I do not want to do it, for the record. I've spent hours prepping for the debate to be able to answer any question the panelists throw out. Some of them I may not have an answer to. I haven't researched that particular question. I have no knowledge of that particular issue. That will be my answer. But if I do know, based on my research, I will provide that information as their answer to the questions. It's an in-person event. You have to show up. So if you're interested in seeing the first congressional district race, between Congressman Jack Bergman and Josh Saul, you need to be there right at 5 o'clock. If your priority is the 107th, State Representative Neil Friske versus Parker Fairburn, you need to be there at 6. If your race that you only care about is the 106th, State Representative Cam Cavett and his primary challenger, Todd Smallenberg, you need to be there at 7. And then the local race for the 105th in Otsego, Gaylord area, State Representative Ken Borton versus Christian Marcus. That will start at 8 o'clock. The event will be over at 9. We have to be out of there by 9:30. So today's the day. If you're interested and you would like to flyer, the information, the address, 150 Dale Drive in Gaylord for the Ellison Place, text me debate. And I'll send you the flyer. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got 13 text messages during the break with the word debate. I clicked on it. It automatically sent the flyer to you. You need to share the information with your friends. Make some phone calls today. Line up some people to come with you to the debate tonight in Gaylord. This is free, open to the public. This will happen every 2 years, folks, starting this year. Tonight is the very first biennial event. Biennial means every 2 years, every other year. We'll be doing this in 2026, 2028, 2030, God willing, as long as we can do it. What would I like to see happen tonight? Personally, I'd like to see all the candidates, all the elected officials show up and answer the questions from the chairs of these Republican county parties. The first congressional district, as well as Presque Isle, Sheboygan, Charlevoix has a representative. Ian Murphy, a private businessman involved in lawsuits against the government, will be representing Otsego County. Mike Giroux, he will be there for Mackinac. Bill Conklin, an attorney representing Charlevoix County. We've got a really good, very diverse panelist group that will be asking their questions. A lot of various conversations, different topics. On the conference call Sunday night, we didn't get into specific questions that these people want to ask. I have no idea what they're going to ask. We talked about the format. A good portion of the call, actually, was people giving their resume, their background. I wanted the fellow members of the panelists to know who they're going to be sitting up there with on the debate stage tonight asking the questions so that they could perhaps appreciate their life experiences, their background, and why they're going to be there asking the questions. Tim Targev, Sheboygan School Board member. We've got a businessman, a former longtime newspaper editor and owner, Scott Swanson, the resorter newspaper there in Indian River. We've got a former state representative serving two terms in the House, now the chair of the 1st Congressional District Michigan Republican Committee, Dare Rendon. A Marine, Mike Giroux. Bill Conklin, as an attorney, very engaged in the Charlevoix County Republican Party, has come up with a platform for Republicans to look at and sign their name to, proving they're really a Republican. Very diverse backgrounds, life experiences, education. These are the people that are going to be asking the questions. Now, why do I say I would like, as my goal to accomplish for this debate, the very first one the radio station is hosting, is that the candidates and the elected officials show up. There won't be any got you moments. Their fear is, well, Chuck or Randy is going to set us up for a gotcha moment. No, I'm not. The questions are coming from the chairs. In their own words, they will present their questions. Things that they think is important to the constituents that these people are going to be representing once elected and sworn into office. Campaign promises. Exactly tell us this, 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 or this. The thing you have to understand is that they want our vote. Congressman Jack Bergman, Josh Saul for the 1st Congressional District, Neil Friske, Parker Fairburn for the 107th, Cam Cavett, Todd Smallenberg for the 106th. Ken Borden, Christian Marcus for the 105th. If they want us to vote for them, at a bare minimum, they should respect the process, the opportunity to talk to you, the voters. To answer these questions and respond in a way that people can get a better understanding as to who they are as a person, and if elected, becoming an elected official, how they plan to serve us. Now, if they don't show up, what does that tell you? They just disrespect you. They're not willing to answer questions in a completely fair, transparent, open process. This wasn't a situation where Randy and Vicky came up with a bunch of questions and fed them to people to ask them for us. We don't care what their answers are to the questions that we would ask. Because I already know that if I ask the questions, they would say, well, you're being biased because you've personally endorsed Josh Saul for Congress. You're supporting and have endorsed Neil Friske. Randy, you have personally endorsed Todd Smallenberg and Christian Marcus. That automatically disqualifies me, folks, from me personally asking the questions of their opponents because I've endorsed these folks. I couldn't be part of the process. It's very simple. However, I've heard things from people. I interact with you guys. You text me. I know what basically your concerns are. But it doesn't matter what my thoughts are, what my questions would be. Coming from these individuals who very much are qualified to ask these questions. As county chairs, as a businessman, as an attorney, they are engaged and they know totally what's going on in the world of politics, legislation. The primary role and function of government ultimately boils down to one thing: to protect our God-given rights. I was asked that question back in 2010 when I ran for state senate. That was my answer. The other candidates didn't give that answer. Howard Walker went into this long diatribe of what government is supposed to do for the people. Constituency issues. Specific legislation they would like us to introduce if elected, which usually is accompanied by a donation check. You see, the process is very simple. If you truly understand the role of government, it would be very much the same as being a doctor. Do no harm. Protect our God-given rights. Is the role of government to be in charge of economic development in your area? Well, if you wanted a state representative that would bring businesses to your district, making that their number one priority, then you should really look at electing somebody that has a sales background. Somebody that can come in and make presentations to businesses to recruit them to come to build a plant or open an office in your district. You wouldn't hire a veterinarian like Dr. Jeff to be a salesperson to bring in economic development to your district. Not that Dr. Jeff isn't a good salesman, I don't know. He's a veterinarian. He serves his clients, his animals, and their owners. Could he talk to a business and persuade them to move into Sault Ste. Marie? I don't know. That's the purpose of the debate tonight. Hopefully, questions will be asked about their legislative priorities or committees they're supposed to serve because of their life experiences and background. What committees would you like to be on? Whatever the questions are, they are the questions. But at least you should be given the opportunity to hear the questions and then hear their answers. Again, I don't want to be answering questions for these elected officials or candidates. I don't want to do it. But because of their lack of response to the invitation, missing the RSVP deadline, no response at all in any way, shape, or form from any of them other than Josh Saul for Congress, Neil Friske for the 107, Todd Smallenberg for the 106, and Christian Marcus for the 105th. So, if this ends up being a situation where they force me to answer the questions for them, I will serve. To the best of my ability, based on my knowledge, Michigan news, Michigan politics, for over 12 years. Over 9,000 hours on this microphone. Well, not this particular microphone, but others. Looking at voting records, bills sponsored, supported, campaign finance reports, investigating residency, knowing where people live, not what's on their driver's license or voter registration or any of that, but where they actually live. And again, it will be based on research. It will be based on investigative reports that I have had sent to me. I've asked for them, and I got them. It's that simple. So, again, text me debate, and I'll send you the flyer. And if you're hearing this show tomorrow morning at roughly 6:28 a.m., it's over. The debate is over. Don't text me debate tomorrow on Friday, because the debate is tonight, Thursday, July 11th, Ellison Place in Gaylord. And it's open to the public. But for those people looking to cause trouble, we will have Sergeant at Arms people there, and you will be escorted out of the building. We will demand decorum. We will demand respect from the audience. You're not going to be allowed to yell or scream questions, innuendos to the people sitting up on the stage. It's that simple. We will throw you out if you do not respect the process. Lastly, can we bring children? I wouldn't recommend it. Teenagers and above, yes. Little ones, absolutely not. 4-hour event, not good for little kids. Bottom of the hour news, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, foreign-owned manufacturers built more vehicles in the United States last year than their rivals in Detroit. A first for the market that underscores major shifts in domestic auto production. Non-U.S. automakers, including Toyota Motor Company and Mercedes-Benz Group AG, built more than 4.9 million cars in 2023, a jump of about a half million from the prior year, according to a report Tuesday from Autos Drive America and the American International Automobile Dealers Association.